Hello boys and girls, and welcome to another episode on the Let It Off Your Chest podcast. It is 16 days to the end of the year, and I am excited. Very, very excited. 2 weeks and 2 days to the end of 2022. And on this episode of what went down in my exam yesterday, I believe you cannot study engineering in Nigeria and not have stories to tell. It's very, very impossible. Very, very impossible. So yesterday's exam was Elements of Architecture. And while we were expecting to draw, we did draw. There were also theory questions. Yes, and the exam was for 2 hours, 12 noon to 2 p.m. We started a little after 12 noon, which is not even surprising. Like, whenever an exam, whatever time they give, you see on the timetable, the exam doesn't start at that time. It starts like 20, 30 minutes later. And I'm being very, very liberal at this point. So, the exam started. Study questions, three questions, right? It shouldn't take time. So the first two questions were the theory parts. You had to write, you had to explain certain things and illustrate with diagram when necessary. Necessary was everywhere needed diagram. So why telling me illustrate with diagrams where necessary? First of all, I do not like that. So we had to illustrate with diagrams, we had to explain a lot of things, elements of design, principles of design, architectural design, blah, plenty of those things. We did that. And the next thing we heard was 15 more minutes. 15 more minutes, I have not drawn in first plane projection, I have not drawn in isometric projection. Ask me, sir, what is going on? But here's the thing. Before the exam, I already said on my status that whatever I was going to draw today would not be in contemporary times. I was going to draw in futuristic times. So God would give my lecturer the grace to mark with that in mind. And honestly, when it was time for me to draw, because it was 15 minutes, I could not start applying what I had not learned in class. Because truthfully, I did not learn. I have never learned how to draw in class since I started studying civil engineering. So, I just put my ruler, put my T-square and my pencil and drew without following the right guidelines. And it still came out as it would if I did the whole process. I did one part, I did not finish my drawing. Because the guy was like, time up. And I did not want to risk my answer sheet being torn because he did that to some people when we were writing our quiz. So I did not want that for myself. What else? Before I forget. Last week, I said that I'm planning on doing a Q&A episode before the year runs out. I sent out a link to people on my WhatsApp and I said, okay, for my listeners who do not have my WhatsApp, who are not my WhatsApp, send me a DM at Let It Off Your Chest and we will take it up from there. You know, ask your questions, whatever it is you want to tell me, whatever it is you want me to talk about, answer on the podcast, on an episode. Do that. It's like you know what the Q&A episode, because I don't know at this point of the year and this present state that I'm in, I don't know if I have the strength to stress. I'm undergoing a lot of stress at the moment. So if this doesn't come through by the end of this week, I'll just take it as, okay, we might do the Q&A sometime later, not in 2022. That's just the truth. What else? Yeah, so tomorrow I'll tell you how engine maths went. because I am recording on Wednesday night. Yes, I'm recording Wednesday night, and I have not written the exam yet. I want to sleep at the moment. Yes, when I came back from Elements of Architecture yesterday, I just like literally passed out. Like, I just slept and I woke up with body pains. I said this thing. Today's what? And I think I said it on Tuesday episode that I'll just be giving updates on my exams, because honestly, the only thing in my brain right now is how to finish these exams with my mind, body, and soul intact. So you would have to always come here and listen to me talk about my exams. And maybe, just maybe, I might be dropping a few insights here and there, or not. So you hear from me again tomorrow, talk about my exam. Hope your week is going fine. Hope your week is amazing. The fact that Christmas is in 10 days does not sit right with me. Like, how? How is Christmas in 10 days? I don't know. However, whatever. You hear from me again tomorrow, beautiful people. Until then, ciao.